A national Syrian forum has been held in Damascus. It was attended by pro-government and political opposition bodies. Points of view varied on various issues, but when it came to Geneva II conference, there was consensus that only Syrians should decide their future. Internal opposition parties also said they were not even invited to the international gathering slated for January 22nd.
We were excluded from Geneva II. The invitation was sent only to the US-formed National Coalition Abroad, which only represents itself and would only implement a US agenda. We are independent. The US does not care about the Syrians' interests.
When no Syria-based opposition side is invited to Geneva II, this means that there are certain agendas that only aim to prevent the Syrian president from running for presidency in 2014, regardless of any other details like the authorities of a government or a ceasefire, for example. They only want to topple the president.
The Syrian National Coordination Body for Democratic Change said it has not received an invitation to attend the Geneva II conference either.
Up till now, I can say we are not attending Geneva II, unless our conditions are met, such as the release of the prisoners. Meanwhile, the opposition sides that called for a peaceful solution since the beginning of the crisis were not invited, while those who called for a military solution got invited.
Under the U.S. pressures, the foreign-based National Syrian Coalition has agreed to attend the Geneva II conference amid deep divisions among its members. The Syrian government has said it will participate without preconditions and that fighting against terrorism is on top of its agenda.
A political solution remains far from reach, as not all opposition sides will attend the Geneva II conference, and foreign-backed militants refuse any peaceful process. Therefore, the international gathering is expected to turn into an opportunity for initiating talks between the Syrian government and countries which have influence on some sides fighting in Syria. This, some observers believe, can make a political solution possible. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.